Daf Memches Amud Aleph. La Suye Katan Parech. She'ei Medakten Voi. You're not careful about him. In Balachal Shanim. Oloach. To know whether or not he came to reach the years of being an adult or not. Umahein Shanim. Why is considered the years of being an adult? You give Moshanim V'yom Echad 13 years and a day. Tolola Gag Mizuruf. Mekanye Mekan Shelo from its nest. Mekatnuso from its youth. Boitzin Dolas a pumpkin. Ve'istagarsi Mekatfe. And that means the katafu srafa ilon, it's the sap of a tree. Kolaymer mishoshu hu chenit, v'yoytze mitoch hasraf. By the time it's already starting to, it's budding, coming out from the sap, nikar hu im yitov, it's going to be recognized if the fruit will be good or not. V'yuhu savar, abizera shahu yakoyva umeschari, al shlosha al shisho. Rizera, who was complaining and regretted not asking about six, Sover, he thought, Doma Ruba de Minkar Shaper Beinon. We need a very recognizable majority, not just a straight majority, but even we'll call it a super majority. Mina Delichel Dogon that ate grain. The Iboy Mine Shisha Lohayamater, and had I asked him six, he would not have permitted it. Yane Malcolm, the Malchaves Chashmonoi, he was from the Chashmonoi kings, so Hari Chachmi Yisrael. And he killed the Chachmei Yisrael, Shebol Lufsel, Lepoisel, Mina Kahuna. They can be Mesechus Kedushim. Mesechus Kedushim find a story where they wanted to tell him that he was invalid to be a Kohen because there was rumors about his mother being a captive. Silsilo v'Torah Mecho, Sefer Dekro, Tichabtcha ki Sechab Kenu. And it seems Rashi, we have that in the Gemara, it seems Rashi did not have it. Hechi, Avrech Velone, and they say, I didn't get any hanof from the meal. Oimer nevarch she'achol yane v'chever mishelo b'tmiya. I should say that Yane and his friends got derived benefit from his food b'tmiya, meaning he's asking this in a question form. Shem mechatach da'ovid shebirech lohitziyam ayidei chobosim b'shul kois echad shasa, that he led the benching to fulfill them from their obligation over with have only drank one cup. The garment who the oven, ain't the model. There's nobody who agrees to him. Ad sheyechol kazayis dogen, umichi ochol kazayis dogen. And when he eats a kazayis worth of grain, miha mapik he can be moitzi other people. Afal gav the kazayis dogen shiur derabbanon hu. Even though a kazayis worth of grain is only a rabbinic derabbanon amount. Kedemar parak mishemesa, as we said earlier, mihu kaven the mechayvim midrabbanon. Since he's obligated midrabbanon, mechuyah bedover karinam bein. We can call him a obligated midrabbanan. Umoitzi rabbim dechavaso, and he's something that's going to call obligated in it. Umoitzi rabbim dechavaso, and he can now then be moitzi other people their obligation. Vim taimar, and if you're going to ask, the katan shagir lechinuch, a katan who has reached a chinuch age, hello, Omar Hachvil, and say this, ahu afil midrabbanan lo mechayiv, the katan who's reached chinuch doesn't even have a derabbanan chiyuv. That the obligation is on his father to train him, but he does not have a obligation to perform the mitzvah. And the Hilchos Gedolos they paskin dafka the ochel inuhu kazayis o kabeisu. The kavas said that only if the others have only eaten a kazayis or a beitza, aval ochel b'sabu, but had they eaten and satiated themselves lo mapik, then the person who ate a kazayis would not be able to be moitzi them. You can't explain his psak. Because Yani and his friends had eaten and were satiated. And Shem ben Shetach was moitzi them in their chiyav. And even though the Gemara says it's only his opinion, but we don't hold like him, that's time of Mishun Dolo Ochel Kazayis Dogen. That was only because he didn't eat a Kazayis worth of Dogen. Ochel Kazayis Dogen. Had he eaten a Kazayis Dogen, Hachanami indeed, we would say that he was allowed to do it. Memches amid days ubeshabes maskel benachama. Climber, this means to say, ain't a tzarich lo l'sayim v'lo l'haskel b'shal Shabbos. You don't have to finish or begin with Shabbos. Ela maskel l'sayim benachama. You will start and finish with nechama, with comfort. Bin Yerushalayim is kari nechama. The building of Yerushalayim is called comfort. Kol hechi the maskel ben rachim ubein nachmenu. And it is you starting between rachim and nachmenu. That's why it's called nechama. That bracha, eka minayhu di'evit l'rabbanan basori, to the later opinion, the rabbanan mahadrinan, that you make him go back if he did it that way. That's only mentioned in Rebbe's opinion. Mitzvah, it's a mitzvah to say Brachul Haidus Al Sovel and to thank Hashem that you were satiated. And you're coming now to get yourself out of the state of hunger. Through the creation of Hashem, local shekain. Should you not certainly have to praise Hashem? She said, Sarach Lavarcha Kadosh Brachul Yosef. There's more of a reason that you should give a bracha to Hashem. In the Rebbe's opinion, you don't have the gear, so share nasan lecha zeh tova meitiv. Ela uberech haslach mecha, berech alach mecha, make a bracha on your bread. Ki hu yivarech hazevach v'achar ken yech lo hakruim. Madecha, this teaches us, shetayin levarech lefnei achila, that you have to make a bracha before eating. Ala zevach hu oimer, on a carbon you say, bracha shev kidishanu mitzvah zevit tzivanu lechal es hazevach. Vehechan tzivanu, and where is that commandment? It says in the Torah, you shall eat the meat, which is talking about the carbon. That the girls were talking for so long. Shmuel was the leader of Kal Yisrael. Shmuel was now going to take it from him. When Shmuel talks to him, and their long talking delayed it a small amount. The Torah is a good thing. Through that, Yerushalayim became Mekudesh. Through a bris, it was given to Avram. Parashas Mila in the Parashas Mila. I'm going to give to you and your children after you the land that you are living in, meaning Eretz Yisrael. Also through the schus of the Torah and the mitzvahs, we get the Eretz Yisrael as an inheritance. Shnemer leman tichyon verbisim ubasim virishim es haaretz, by learning Torah that you should live and multiply and come and inherit the land. Sarach shiaktim bris l'tera kegoyin al bris shechasamta b'sarenu val terasla shilnatanu val chayim shechonatanu, the gersa that we have in benching in the second bracha that we put bris first. There are three times we find the Torah being given to Klai, so B'Sinai, and by Har Sinai, Ba'omoy, and by Har Grizim, and by Arbus Moyav. Obviously, there's an extra one here, because we say we have four things being mentioned. So, in the Haggah, they take out, it's a Machlokas Tanayim, it's brought in the Bach already, Machlokas Tanayim, about, in taking out Har Grizim Bahar Evil, meaning Machnas Oil Moid, and the other time they had Har Sinai Oil Moid as one. So there's a discussion on how to work out these four places to make it into three, really. We'll call Echad Nichras of Bris. In each one there was a Bris, a covenant between us and Hashem. Containing Mesecha Saito. So it's Saito Ar Bechal Ar, the Ar Befrat. There's Ar Bechal, there's a general Ar, a curse, which is the covenant with us and Hashem, or a specific one. And a specific one. The Chim Oil Moid. And also by Ol Moed, Shenemar, Ela Divrei HaBris Asher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe L'Chur Es B'nei Yisrael. This is the bris that Hashem was commanding Moshe to make with us. And Beretz Moav, Beretz Moav, Muvat HaBris Asher, Karasa Itam B'Chariv, excluding the bris which we had by Chor, which is Har Sinai. B'Ksib B'Shemartis Divrei HaBris, and you should keep the words of the bris.